The views and opinions expressed in this show are not necessarily those of the station, its management, or sponsors.
MacArthur's first FM radio station.
This is your radio station, 100.3 FM.
100.3. You're here on Saturday Night Live with Glenn, Peter, and Steve.
Yeah.
Welcome back, Glenn.
Thanks, Steve. It's a pleasure to be back.
How was your trip?
It's not a pleasure. I'm not on holidays anymore.
How was it, though?
It was awesome.
What did you get up to?
I went 4,000 metres high. That was like altitude sickness for 3 days. That was good fun.
Did you throw up?
Yes, I did, actually.
Oh,
quite funny. I was going to take a Panadol because I was like, oh, maybe the Panadol will make it all better. Took the Panadol and all of a sudden the net was like, I'll throw up now.
Made it worse, right?
It made it worse. The Panadol, yeah. If you want to throw up, is a good trick for altitude sickness. But Machu Picchu, the Inca Trail, height 44 kilometres.
Exciting.
Which is like from here to the city, right? I'm on high climb tonight, actually.
You've done that before on your bike?
Yeah, I didn't have my bike this time.
Oh, you didn't have
it. And the Incas make really terrible steps.
Really?
They're not really easy to walk up.
Height, or it's just
like
too many?
They're just not 90-degree angles, and they're like really tall. And like,
oh, okay.
They were shorter people. I don't know how they done it. I have long legs, but they were short people. They really were energetic.
And you still couldn't manage?
I managed.
Oh, you did. You're here.
Oh, here, obviously. Yeah, I'm alive.
Damn.
Let me just double check.
Peter.
Yeah, Pete's been saying that. I hope I was away. Pete was saying, I hope he doesn't come back. I know.
You weren't listening either.
The things I can hear at 4,000 metres. We went to Lake Titicaca.
How was that?
That was amazing.
Did it live up to the name?
No, it didn't. No, but it was a very nice lake. There's this lake 4,000 metres up like sea level. It's amazing.
Did you jump in it? How'd you...
No. Went to the jungle. I jumped into the lake, a river in the jungle.
How was that?
I've taken my malaria tablets, so it was quite good.
You didn't catch anything while you were there?
No, not that I'm aware of.
That you brought back, hopefully not.
No, not the quarantine pouch at the airport. God, that was so rude. When you cover South America at the airport, they're like...
Do they really test you?
They are like, you go to special queues and everything. You can't use the e-gate. They're like...
Did they use the plastic gloves?
But I had my yellow booklet for my yellow fever booklet. I'm like, I'm okay.
Oh, okay.
Hardy, hardy, hardy.
You've already been tested. You're fine.
No, I've been vaccinated.
Oh, you've been...
Much better.
Than tested.
Not for being tested.
They got the gloves on. All right, Glenn.
Yeah, that's why I was thinking. This is getting bad.
Go into that room.
Because I think all the questions, right? I had my malaria medication, then I had my shoes had mud on them.
Yeah.
Your
shoes had mud? Was that
a
question?
I went to a farm.
But was that really a question?
That's a question, yeah.
Did your shoes have mud on them?
Are your shoes dirty? That's the question they
are.
You dirty shoe man.
I guess you would have to put the samples in like a bag, right, if they were.
But I wasn't like the Colombian lady. I was much better than the Colombian lady.
You didn't bring anything back?
I didn't bring back anything like the Colombian lady did, because she is in a hell of a lot of trouble.
Allegedly say you didn't, but, you know.
Yeah, that's it.
No headphones, Glenn.
No headphones? No,
that was the thing. She said she brought headphones back. But
what? I brought headphones.
Pretty
that's what she said. Yeah, a man gave her headphones.
Lots of headphones.
Yeah, 30 headphones. Bags. For a party, for the wedding.
That's what she
for
said.
For a wedding. For a headphone wedding. For a silent disco wedding.
It was a silent disco wedding.
No, they're listening to the show,
she
or podcast.
Is so stuffed.
That's what she said.
She was listening.
How do you get caught?
Oh, sorry, allegedly.
How do you get caught in Colombia for drugs?
She thought she was smarter than they were. Clearly,
there's drugs everywhere in Colombia. How do you get caught?
Yeah, I don't
That's
know.
That's hard.
They are everywhere, apparently. Allegedly,
parts of Peru. They're everywhere. No, not allegedly in Peru. They're everywhere.
Oh no,
as well.
I know they are. But
like, I was in one place and they're asking you in the street. You know, like. If you like some, and I'm like, no, I would just like to have like some nothing.
I'm
really.
Not going to take anything from
no,
you.
I would not take random stuff from people and strangers in foreign countries.
No, you
no,
should,
no,
not really.
Or let them like hug you or shake your hand or something.
Yeah, because they might just
put
it in their pockets.
No, that's dangerous. Never let people hug you.
Because they might just put it in their pockets. Yeah.
Don't let people hug you.
They could put stuff in your pockets. That's right.
Yeah, really?
Right.
What headphones?
Headphones over your head.
That's why they wear headphones in their pockets.
100.3.
It is time to talk sport,
and let's start with the representative round. It's I think also got another nickname. Drug round.
Has learnt that last night Kenny Dowell was at the Ivy nightclub in Sydney. At the nightclub he was arrested and charged, believed to be with possession of the drug cocaine. He's going to be facing court on June 21. The Roosters were informed of that overnight. However,
so he's been caught out allegedly with drugs at the Ivy nightclub. On a Thursday night, who goes to the Ivy nightclub?
1 o'clock in the morning, it was. Yeah, morning. I don't know.
That was before the usual time.
They're not playing this week. He didn't even get picked for the New Zealand test team. So
these football players have 1 week off, Pete, and they're just running riot.
Yeah, he's not the only one. He was the first one of a few today. The chairman of the Sharks, Damien Keogh, a former Sydney Kings basketball player, he stood himself down for drugs as well today. Yes.
That doesn't even look like he's a party animal.
And it didn't stop there, everybody. No. After the New Zealand test match that Australia won last night, Kevin Proctor and Jesse Bromwich got caught with some cocaine again after they went out.
Headphones everywhere.
Oh, yeah. So we've got
Sean
Kenny Dow, and we've got these two other players from today. Thinking, gee, what's going on?
This is a lot more than normal. Like, usually football players are pretty dumb.
So that's 3 in 48 hours of drug things happening in 2 days. What's next? Is there going to be more tonight? More tomorrow?
Stay tuned.
I assume there will be more. Obviously.
Hope not. Gee, you know.
So they get stood down and all this stuff.
Well, we're not quite sure yet what's going. But Kenny Dow will go back soon. These ones today, I haven't heard much about what happened with them. But we'll just see what happens the next few weeks. Will they be stood down? I reckon they should.
Is that the worst that can happen to them?
Yeah,
they could die of drug overdose.
Well, seriously, Jesus,
that's worse.
After we heard about. After the lady in the after the airport, after what we heard in the airport, now we have this in the football. Come on!
But on the good news, Australia won the match last night.
They did. Yeah, they won.
Logged them like a chicken dinner.
Chicken rissole.
You had a chicken dinner today.
I did have a chicken lunch.
Gee.
Chicken
Well, why was it in Canberra out of interest, Pete? What the hell?
What the hell?
I was watching it a bit last night. Like, what is this stadium? This doesn't look like an important stadium.
Where were they at?
Canberra.
Why?
Wow.
Well. They won 30-12, and
that's a good answer to the question, Pete. Good answer.
Good answer, but
he knows how to avoid answering questions.
You have no idea, do you?
The women's won. They won. It was a tough one. 16-4, and the junior Kangaroos, junior Kiwis, 46-22. So Australia.
So do you have an answer to my question, Peter?
The answer to your question is why did they play Canberra?
Because
they haven't played there before.
Okay, good answer.
And it was bloody cold.
How was the attendance?
Oh, 12,000.
It was packed out, probably.
Okay.
All the Canberra was
in the And by tonight, if we could get some results up today.
Free tickets, I'd imagine. Yeah. The last city and country?
City Country's the last one this week.
Why are they getting rid of it?
They don't think it's really not important anymore because.
But city this versus country.
This used to be.
I love defeating country people.
Yeah, but this used to
put
be.
Put them in their place.
But this used to be important when. This used to be important years ago when they had to. It could have been picked for state of origin. These players that play every year now, they don't get picked for state of origin anymore. They've got their teams. They're set. Right. They know who they want for state of origin. So this is just a waste of time game.
When are they going to bring more teams to the state of origin?
I don't know. But they want a state of origin. Townsville.
I'm not having the test match in Canberra.
Why not?
Plebiscic or whatever up there.
The premier
of Queensland.
Anastasia.
Palaszczuk.
That's
Palaszczuk.
How do you get plebiscic?
Oh, no.
Tanya Plebiscic.
Plebiscic.
We need a translator for you sometimes, please.
Because Townsville, the government's going to build the Cowboys a new stadium, right? They've got the money for it. So they want a state of origin because next year it's in Melbourne.
Yep. I still don't get why it's in Melbourne.
Because they don't play.
Melbourne, they get sellouts.
Yeah, you have a point, Steve.
It's a sellout in Melbourne.
If there's a Melbourne team, they can have one there.
But to be fair, if a paper bag played a pen,
would you win?
They would still turn up in Melbourne for 80,000 people in the stadium.
And they get money for it.
Not a lot happens in Melbourne.
They get a lot of money for it.
Anything.
Yeah. Obviously, planet, that's why they're doing it.
It's every 4 years they play.
Next they'll do it in, like, I don't know, Perth.
Minnow.
Campbelltown Stadium.
Just a minnow.
Okay.
Talking about the Olympics.
John Coates won.
Yep, let's take a listen to Mr. Coates and his victory speech.
During the election campaign, and the election campaigns can be rigorous. It's not as difficult, the greatest respect to what we faced in 1980. There the attacks were on our athletes. In that exercise, they were called traitors. This has been mild by comparison to that. But it's an election campaign. So far as I'm concerned, it's happened and we just get on with things.
Traitors. So John Coates speaking this morning after the results.
Traitors.
He is 27 years in the job.
Yeah, they wanted him gone because...
He's been there 27 years.
And they wanted some other former hockey player to take over the position.
It was a very brutal election, very personal, very nasty.
Yes.
But he's going to stand aside, though, a little bit, too. He's going to take a pay cut. He gets paid $700
Well, that was one of the rules. If they voted for him, and you get a pay cut. And he decided, if you don't get a pay cut, we're not going to vote for you. And that was one of the deals. So I did watch it this morning, too. And, they thought, 27 years, enough's enough. We want new people to take over, new fresh blood.
So he's going to basically be a little bit hands-off, have a CEO in there or something. And
a second in charge. Voting on that. 27 years. Just
a bit like you, Pete. You've been here 27 years.
I think I'm 89. Yeah, getting there.
Now, in cricket news, Pete, there's talk there might be a Women's World Cup prize money to be extended. And there's going to be... more focus on the Women's World Cup tournament.
Yeah.
Every game will be streamed on the internet. They'll double the prize pool.
It shouldn't be streamed on there. I reckon they should put it on a network or something. Like the football, it's like the men's football. Like, yeah, well, in the AFL, they show the women's AFL. That comp was good. The NRL, they're going to have maybe soon. Who knows? They might have a new NRL women's comp too, like the AFL and the netball.
Have you been to an AFL match before?
I have never been to an AFL game.
You are in for...
I am looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boring.
Whoa.
Boring?
You've boring. How would you know? Bad.
How would you know?
Hold on. This is sports guy. You think AFL's boring?
Yeah.
Aren't you the sport guy?
Don't you watch the grand final every year?
The AFL grand final? Yeah. No, because I'm here doing the show here.
But do you ever watch an AFL match?
Yeah.
And is
not all of it. Not all of it.
Not all of it.
It's something between channels, yeah. How's your Ice Dogs going?
Not actually winning 2-1. They're beating Adelaide, so it's sucked in.
Oh, at Adelaide. At the planet Adelaide.
Yes.
Oh, well, there
that's
you go.
I'm not there.
They win away, but they can't win at home. That's the problem.
Oh, is that the problem?
That's the problem.
Pete solved the problem. Thank you, Peter.
Very, very insightful.
So when they get back home next week or whenever, they'll lose 4-1.
See, the
again.
Problem is, they shouldn't have left Western Sydney.
Well, correct, yes. That's what blew.
No, I think it's very convenient.
Yeah, for you.
Play Minto's Centre.
It's all about you, Glenn.
That's exactly right. When it comes to things that are located at places, yeah.
Oh, I don't
preferably.
That's why I was happy when it was in Western Sydney.
Anything in tennis, Pete? Anything in tennis?
Bernie lost again.
Oh, no.
That's unfortunate.
So, and the French Open's coming up at the end of the month.
Very exciting.
So should be good. What about with the, Olympics, Western Sydney?
What? Oh, the Commonwealth Games.
Commonwealth Games in Western Sydney.
Now, I think this is a bit of a load of nonsense because, like, this has happened in regional Victoria too.
It they want it. They want it too. Yeah, they want it too.
Apparently, that like one council's made something up.
Yeah.
And they're going to, like, it's kind of like saying, I want to host the best party of the world in 2050.
That'll never happen.
But isn't it not going to
happen? You can organise it.
Why do they come to Western Sydney?
Because it's probably...
Like the last Commonwealth Games, no one wanted.
Well, they got some of the venues that they've used for the Olympics.
Will the Commonwealth Games be around in 2030?
I reckon so.
I don't know. They're not what they used to be.
It only goes for a couple of weeks, isn't it?
Yeah. It's not a bad event, but...
No.
It does sound interesting why that, like... I think it's nice to say it, but I don't think it's going to happen. Like, no one's really serious about bidding about it. No one's really putting money down or...
No,
there's a few but wanting it, so...
Like who?
Well, the one in Victoria was all made up. So this...
That was fake
the
news.
The newspaper made it up or something.
That was fake news.
It was fake news. Literally, that's what you call fake news.
Yeah.
One council wrote it in their, like, minutes or something at their council meeting. Like, they had, like, a little report.
And they all believed
it. And it kind of was made up, like, the sense, like... I'll be kind of like nice if we had the Commonwealth Games, and then I'm sure Ballarat and Bendigo will be in on it. Like, it was Shepparton, I think, was doing it, and I'm sure that guy will be coming to my party. Like, it was kind of like a guy organising a party with no one turning up.
Yeah,
it was bizarre.
What a waste of time.
Who's organising Western Sydney? Who's going to be organising it?
Peter and his group.
Peter and his posse. Peter and his posse. Coming up next.
Maybe.
100.3.
Welcome back to Saturday Night Live with Glenn, Peter and Steve. It is time for Mad Mick Presents.
With Mad Peter.
No!
Unfortunately, Mick, we're very sad, and I haven't seen him for a couple of weeks now, but he's got a terrible cold.
We could have had Ellen in for Mad Ellen. Where's Mad Ellen?
Mad Ellen's on her way.
Is she?
Yeah, but what are you mad about this week, Pete? Budget time's coming up, the new budget.
Are you looking forward to it?
Tuesday. I do watch budget.
But hey,
do you?
How are you going to know what's happening? No one's going
to
cover
it. Half an hour, I sit there watching.
So you actually listen to the Treasurer babble on about half an hour and about jobs and growth.
Yeah, and then on Thursday, I'll watch the reply budget.
You actually watch the budget reply?
Yeah, I do.
Which is better, the budget or the reply?
Well, they're both the same.
Oh, okay.
What are you expecting out of the budget, Pat? I hear they're cracking down on dole budgets again.
Oh, the ones that
don't
really,
job interviews.
They really don't do it properly.
Students.
Damn university students. I hate them.
Those bludgers.
Now I've paid all my set off.
You fool, Glenn.
Well, Tony Abbott did meet Mr. Trump.
He did meet Mr. Trump.
He had kept him waiting for a couple of hours.
Yeah, February phone call.
And Donald Trump said, I'm sorry I kept you waiting for hours, but, you know.
Who are you again?
And they loved each other. And they said, oh, that was the time when he hung up on him. And he goes, oh, that was all just fake.
It was fake news.
I'll be Donald.
Fake news.
I'll be Donald. That was all just fake.
Actually, it was pretty good, Peter. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. That's actually pretty good.
Again.
That was all just fake.
So you're fired.
You're fired.
Okay, don't
you're
out. Sexual, but...
Yeah, okay. You're like Dirty Donald. You're the Dirty Donald.
You're Dirty Don.
Dirty Donald now.
No, Dirty Don left.
Right, okay.
He left hours ago.
Wow, you're like, what's that guy that does it on the other Saturday Night Live?
Baldwin.
He's like
yeah.
Dirty Baldwin.
Yeah, Alec Baldwin.
Dirty Baldwin.
Actually, wow, that's
that's quite close to it, actually.
I'm going to tweet that to him.
I'm going to tweet that to him, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, they had a good time.
All right, thanks.
Did they? You're worse than that, Mick. You get us one more legal trouble.
Yeah, Mick knows when to shut up.
But is the budget,
all right, I'll
but
shut
is,
up.
But is the, what's going to be the highlight of the budget, Pete? What's going to be the thing that's going to make it different? Where are they going to find the money? Mm. That's the problem still, right? There's not enough money in the budget.
Mm.
Yeah.
Who's going to be the loser?
The poor.
The poor?
Well, they're always the
loser. They're always the loser.
Oh, thanks.
They're not winning to start with.
I'm not the best. I'm not a loser.
You're the best.
Yeah.
I reckon they should give me more money. And pull their
fingers. And Stephen Glenn less money. Yeah. And that would solve all the problems.
Yeah. Sure, you said about the double-edged jail, and I agree on that, because a lot of them don't do what they're told. I do what I'm told.
I didn't say anything.
I turn up to
Guilty mind there.
I turn up to my appointments like half an hour early all the time, and I'm out.
You're very punctual.
I'm on time all the time.
But does it actually help, though, to, like, take their money away?
No.
Because they want them to steal money? It's a great idea, right? Like, Dobler, don't give any money, but then what do they do for money?
Yeah, but then they could go...
It's not like they're going to have...
Well, they should just turn up to their appointments, do work for the double supposed to, and then they won't get cut off.
What happens if they're sick?
Well, you get a doctor's appointment, doctor's certificate.
Or dumb.
And then when you go back again, you show them that, and you catch up on the hours that you've missed. That's what you do.
Catch up on the hours? How would you do that?
If you're sick for one day out of 2 days, if you did work for the dole 2 days, and you can't go for, and you're sick for that day, you get a doctor's appointment.
What about the students?
And then you make up that day.
Right.
And what about the transfer university students? They're lowering the repayment threshold.
And you've got to pay sooner.
And paying more fees, pay sooner.
And I did see that.
Is that controversial, or is that kind of not a bad thing?
I think it kind of is, because most of them can't even pay for it.
But what about,
it's rather harsh when it takes it out of your wage. Like,
I was watching Press Club from Somming, Birmingham, and when the protesters
came
on.
You're the most educated...
Peter, you're actually very educated.
Yeah. Well, the protesters came up on stage and had their protest, and Simon Birmingham was just standing there, and the security guards came and took him away.
You can have a protest against that, Steve.
No fees, job cuts.
They're going to protest against protesters.
I think they'll say, no cheese, job cuts.
No cheese.
No cheese.
That's
good, because it's pretty bad for you. So.
I love cheese.
So do I. But that was only lasted 5 minutes.
These university students, now they're against the cheese.
It only lasted five minutes.
Cheese on pizza is
cheese
great.
Cheese on both. Yeah, but that was interesting. And then we got Parliament back this week.
Oh, yeah. Exciting.
Mm. After the budget.
Just it'll be interesting. So we're going to watch. We'll have an update next week. Mick will be mad about it, I'm sure.
Good job, Mick.
And a few hours with the cuts and the televisions and stuff.
Right. 100.3. Welcome back to Saturday Night.
Kendra!
It is time for Pete's Week.
Pete's Week?
A lot has been happening in the local area. Where do you guys want
to
begin?
Well, I watched this program called Selling Houses Australia.
Oh, okay.
On TV. It's a great program. I've watched heaps of them. It tells you more about, you know, if couples trying to sell their houses and these people come in and they...
Like the name implies.
Yeah. Well, they had a makeover at Cobbity, old Cobbity Cottage. And and this is on Foxtel's lifestyle program. And Winty, I like Winty, he's good. He's standing in front of the church where I did work for the Dole. And the nice paintwork that I did in the church there, it was still standing there. Thank God for that. I did a great job back then. Good. But... this stunning transformation of a three-bedroom house located in Cobbity Road, it premiered during last week. And a local owner bought the house. They're lucky it didn't get nothing in Coolabah. The seller was a teacher who raised three children there, and it was last sold in 2002 for $349,000. And the owners in there, they didn't live in there, actually, because they moved out weeks beforehand, and they sold it for $835,000. So they saved the cottage, made a good-looking view from outside Cobbity near the airport, and, yeah, it was interesting.
Interesting.
Yes, what are we going to do here? Oh, it's great. So I reckon they should do some more thing house as a stranger near my house so I can get on telly.
Yeah. Is that your number one goal?
Because I love that show, and I want to get on there.
Get on telly.
I want to meet Winty.
Why Winty?
Stinky. Because he's good, I reckon. And Shana and... Yeah, they're good people.
Are they?
I reckon they do a great job.
That's good.
So, yeah. Next.
Now, last week we talked a little bit about how roundabouts were going to get a facelift.
Oh, yes.
Yes, because apparently in Campbelltown, what roundabouts need is big palm trees in between them.
Oh, I love palm trees.
Oh, isn't that awesome?
When I'm at the beach.
Yeah. Not at a roundabout.
No. I kind of take my board shorts out near roundabouts. No, I kind of...
You can't sunbake at a roundabout?
No, you can.
Technically, you can.
Now, that would be interesting.
Just have a block.
Wouldn't that distract traffic, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. That would cause a lot of accidents. Now, there are talks that they're going to expand it to traffic islands. So more than just a roundabout, it's going to be that, you know, you get the long strips of just...
Yeah,
all over again.
Oh, it's so stupid. I don't know why they want to do this. But it's going to be in Campbelltown. The Campbelltown Council are considering planting avenues. So there's going to be a lot of trees. Mayor George is going to propose to beautify roundabouts.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Mayor George, I think it is stupid because it's distracting.
Well, you didn't go for the roundabout last week, did you, Steve?
Well, there was a beautiful sight there, so...
Yeah, there was.
I wasn't in the roundabout last week.
Last time, because you can't get over it.
When you go for the roundabout, when you take me home, there's no trees there. It's good.
Yeah.
Keep it that way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
See?
Keep it that way.
You can't really tell it's nighttime as well. You're not really looking at the roundabout, you know. Roundabout.
But coming down that road at Broughton Street, you don't want a tree there.
I don't really look at my roundabouts that closely.
No, I don't.
No.
Especially when you come down here on Broughton Street and you see a roundabout and you don't go too fast and the trees there.
Now, Appen Road.
Appen Road again?
Appen Road.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Appen Road.
It's very popular, Appen Road.
I don't know. Campbelltown, I don't think anything's different, except that there's 36 people that have died in the last 2 decades.
Oh. Yes.
And there is still more calls to get this funding underway more quickly.
They haven't started it yet.
I don't think they've turned a sod of soil yet. I don't know what's happened.
No,
and
lie to
everyone.
There's a lot
of pressure for the government to get a wriggle on. Maybe some announcement of the budget this week, maybe.
Maybe.
God, it was an election promise.
It was, and they haven't been done. They just lined everybody again.
I don't know. Well, they've still got a couple of years to go. Like, they don't have to do it.
They
didn't say when they were going to do it. They said they were going to do it.
Yeah,
like how, like, Pete, you know, like, your birthday is next week. I promised to buy you dinner.
But you never do.
Your birthday week.
But you will in 3 weeks.
Oh, but you will.
Sure.
Oh, but I will. Oh, see?
But
I know you.
You won't turn up.
We'll have to go halves like we normally do.
But you won't turn up. I know you. Yeah.
How about we do it next week?
Next week when Pete's not here.
Yeah.
Why don't I turn up? I turned up to your birthday last year.
You did.
We had that huge party.
We did for your 40th.
Yeah, 40th.
No, 40th, but it's 43 this year.
Oh, is it? What happened to the other 2 years?
I don't know.
We missed those two. They were terrible. Anyway, back to the topic we're talking about. But I thought you were 40 last year.
No.
No, we celebrated your 40th last year, didn't we?
No.
You 42 did not. Last year. You're getting old, Pete.
Wow.
43 this year. Keep up.
Oh, sorry, I'm not up on my Peter's age.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll get the peppers out soon.
Okay, anyway, go on. Sorry, Glenn.
Hachoo.
And also, too, there is some calls for the train line to be built.
Oh. In Campbelltown.
Which is, I think, one of the most major concerns, right?
Between Campbelltown and Wollongong. So the Mount Keary...
Yeah. Trains?
There was.
You can if you go by Wollongong Creek, but they're saying to have one that goes directly to Wollongong.
Well, there's that.
The freight line, and apparently there's been no timeline for this. Greg Warren, Mr. Warren.
Yeah.
He's calling for it. Pretty easy to do in opposition, because he never done it when they were in government either, so...
No. Well, you can talk to me now.
But I reckon that it's 40 minutes apart, and they could be close together if they had better connectivity between the two centres.
Okay. Yeah.
We'll just drive, it's not that far.
The roads are rubbish, though.
Yeah.
Fix the roads.
Fix the roads first.
Fix the roads or get a train line.
And then get a train.
Everything between there is bad. Bus is bad, the road is bad, the train doesn't exist.
Yeah. Helicopter. I'd hate to be going to Wollongong.
Helicopter.
Okay, we mentioned this last week about the church at Meadow. The St Anglican Church was saved from bulldozing. And what's next for this interesting church? Well, it's a good-looking... It's good-looking
good looking church.
Yeah, good and
old-fashioned church. Good-looking church.
Yeah. The council recently refused an application from the divorcee to demolish the church, following pleas from locals to save the historical building. However, the future holds for the church, which was built in 1897. The diocese said it was most... Convicted demolishing the building for an estimate of 20,000, then restoring it would at a cost of 160,000. So, maybe the completion restoring would be not justified considering the need for the ministry facilities to serve the Minto community in the years ahead. So there you go.
Exciting.
Still standing.
Speaking of coming up, we have the Illuminati Festival coming up. Surely. Yes, we've been talking about it for the last couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be... So many lights and...
Arty Farty.
Illumifarty. Arty.
Illumichardies.
What was that?
Illumichardies.
Oh, okay. So if you're a fan of, I guess, Vivid, then you're really going to like it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's pretty cool because it's a good opportunity to see all the sculptures and the lights and things. And
that'd be good.
Well, our area doesn't get much of that, right? Only at Christmas time you got the houses when they do that. That's about
Christmas
it.
Lights, yeah.
Yeah.
They should light the RSL at night.
They do. It's on right now.
Yeah.
No, I know what you mean. That would actually be...
And the car park. That's hard.
And the car park outside here. The block of flats on the corner, they're getting now blocked.
See?
So
you can even do a whole of Queen Street as well?
Yeah, that'd be good. Light up Queen Street.
Station parking!
See, that is stupid.
Council. Wow. Commuters are complaining about the difficulty in finding a car spot at Ingleburn train station.
Really?
And will have a temporary reprise.
There's heaps of parking there.
Yeah, I'm parking right with it.
The Campbelltown Council has removed timed parking restrictions at Ingleburn Fair Car Park while the shopping centre is being done to help commuters access parking for the day.
Oh.
Yes. Mayor George.
It's only going to be temporary, though,
what's
right?
What's so wrong about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, until.
Then what happens?
Maybe they'll put it back.
And that doesn't solve the problem.
No.
Mayor George said.
Mayor George.
Has
genius.
A proposal here to remove parking restrictions received unanonymous support from the council meeting. Mayor George said that the renovation works at Ingleburn Fair will help vitalise Ingleburn CBD when it is. But when time is completed, leaving many empty spaces when it's finished. An extra 450 spaces at Campbelltown Station are expected to be in place by 2019.
I'm not following this, Pete.
Yeah.
How in the world do you end up with more spaces? Because they're not building more parking spaces.
No.
Because the parking spaces before the shopping centre got knocked down are exactly the same.
Yeah.
Where are they getting these spaces
from?
There's
no extra spaces. They're going to be
there's
there.
There's none. No.
They'll be the same spaces as there was before.
When it's finished, yes.
Yeah.
So what are they trying to say?
I don't know. What I think they're trying to say is that they took some space away for the construction work and they'll come back.
Ah.
Yeah. So new spaces.
So they're not added.
They're old
spaces.
They're
not added. They're just the old rubbish.
Hashtag fake news.
That is
fake news, Mayor George.
Speaking of confusion.
Same with Ingleburn too. Okay, and also with Transfer 2, there's a new bus service. More buses on the 841.
Oh.
Down to Norellan and Leppington. There's a bus between Norellan and Leppington. Did you know that?
No.
Apparently people live there.
Oh, wait. They go down Camden.
Camden Valley Road.
Yeah, there
people
is.
People live down there now.
Yeah,
there
is.
Wow.
Yeah.
They're getting more buses. Apparently they need them. Apparently lots of demand down there. And also in Ingleburn too, there's talk that they're going to get rid of the shared zones, the confusing shared zones where you've got to try to get your car under 10 kilometres an hour. It's like this like Ingleburn test. Yeah. So
how would you get your car?
I don't know how you do it under 10 k's an hour because I don't want to confess to a major speeding offence here. But
Glenn.
I always use my push bike instead. But it's impossible to get your car under. It's really hard. Like, I would do it and really annoy everybody behind me.
I don't think...
It's how to get popular.
About, like, 95% probably don't.
So, essentially, like, at the front of the fair and out the front of the other town centre, they basically have a 10k limit, but they're going to increase it to 40 k's an hour, four times the speed. Because apparently the shared zones caused a lot of confusion between pedestrians and who could go and whatever it was. And they are. They're not very sensible. Because no one goes 10 k's an hour anyway. From observation,
no.
I was the only one.
Really? You actually did it?
Yeah. I don't got a break speed limit.
Well, they're in place for a reason.
But then again, I also walk to the shops quite often, so.
Oh, okay. Were you going 10k there?
I didn't go over 10k there. I kept on my 10k's.
Okay.
Actually, talking about Campbelltown, you know, we talked about this about MacArthur Square where they're paying situations.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Well, now.
It's like monkey see, monkey do.
Well, they copy each other. Now it's Campbelltown Mall. Want to copy the situation.
It's the park at Campbelltown Mall anyway.
Next week's paper, I think we're going to talk about next week.
Wait, which side of Campbelltown Mall? Is this the whole thing? Or
it's the whole mall, Campbelltown Mall.
Is it underground or is it above ground near the car wash?
Everywhere.
Okay. Well, that's
it's
silly.
Like MacArthur Square, probably. Well, I won't know. We'll be next week's blog.
Well, no,
paper.
You don't have to pay everywhere at MacArthur Square.
But for 3 hours.
No, you will be soon.
Even on.
Yep.
Near the bus stops
whole,
and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, really?
Well, you don't have to pay if you're only there for 3 hours.
3 hours.
Oh, okay. That's
after
fine.
3 hours.
So it's like
any other shopping centre in Sydney.
Yeah.
It's like out here.
Except it's outside. Quite new to Campbelltown.
But who's going to be in Campbelltown more for 3 hours?
People that.
You have to really struggle, mate.
Come
people
on.
You have to get every coffee shop in the whole place.
People that work there, right?
Yeah, well, I'll have to pay.
They're more there for 3 hours.
Yeah, but if
no, I think they'll get some kind of discount. But
because they get like a discounted rate.
When there's nothing in Campbelltown Mall where shop's closing all the time,
park on Queen Street.
Norellan's going to have
park at the movies.
Like today, I went shopping. I was in and out. Like,
you're a pretty quick
shopper. I know what I right around. Like,
but where did you park?
Greg came with me.
Oh, shopping. Where did Greg park?
Where did Greg park?
No, we walked. But I came out and
it doesn't apply to you.
But there's little rascals around Campbelltown today.
You're rascals. You are an old man, Pete.
Well, no.
You're little rascals.
You really are 43.
No, well, today, really, these little little fella guys on the scooters,
scooters.
No, you know, normal scooters, skateboard. The guy told them off, and the little kid goes, you know, the F word.
Tell us, Pete.
Did you wave your hand saying, get off my lawn?
And I was going to yell out, to the kid today, mind your language, you little...
Little effing so-and-so.
And apparently the same little turds, right?
Oh.
They came out of Coles, apparently going, they'll go to steal things in Coles and security.
Oh, okay.
Going Coles, and we caught them out, and we're going to call security guard. And the security guard, because Greg told me this, because Greg was waiting out
Greg
front.
Greg and Pete security firm.
And the guy goes, where's your parents? And the security guard and the guy in Coles stopped him, and he looked at them, and they were stealing stuff from the supermarket. And then they stormed off.
Is this your letter to the editor next week in the paper?
What?
This. You're right, this is the editor.
What happened
to young people? When I was a young person, we never done this.
Yeah, back in my day.
I was going to tell them off in the cross of the road, and then me and Greg going, wait, watch your language, a little.
But Pete comes in with a black eye next week, you know why. He's been telling off youngsters again.
Oh, little terrorists.
Got beat up by a little
horse. All right, trees rising. Rising tree
back
numbers.
To normal programming.
Yeah.
That was your Mad Pete segment a bit half hour early.
Oh, well, that was today.
You couldn't wait until after 7:30?
Well, that happened at 4 o'clock. Or, no, 3 o'clock today, yeah.
Wow. Big day for you.
Big day. But Cowtown Council and the Environmental have been at war. They've been at war during the past couple of years over the removal and the lack of trees in Queen Street.
Right.
Well, they've taken the trees out and they've just put pavers on them.
Okay.
So they're covering them over. Because the cameras are in Queen Street and you've got a proper view with the trees gone, you see. However, Mayor George, again, hopes a couple of ideas will ease those tensions and create greener, leafy suburbs.
Right.
Mm. Mayor George wants the council to establish a request line.
He's taking requests now.
Is this love song request?
Mayor George's hit song classic request.
Lost identifications that residents can call
Mayor
if
George's
they...
love song dedications. That sounds like a new show.
He's...
Dedications.
Mayor George is the best.
Yeah. If you want a tree planted on their nature strip. So if you want a request for a tree planted on your nature strip, yeah, you call now.
Call Mayor George on. Anyway.
4625.
On the love line.
Now, residents in St. Andrews are requesting that footpaths be built in the local area.
It's a 40-year-old fight, Steve.
Well, it's for a 40-year-old...
Virgin.
For 40 years, St. Andrews Road has not had a footpath, apparently.
What are you on the main road?
Not real, 40 years.
How long up to St... Yeah, up to Raby Road. On the bridge there. Yeah, there's no footpath, no.
But for 40 years. How would they know?
Well, there's none now. There's probably never been one.
Okay. However, at a recent council meeting, there were... terrible. They did propose that they will be constructing a footpath on the road. However, nothing is solid.
Well, put a footpath on my side of the street then to Inks. Needs one.
Yeah, well, St. Andrews...
And a bus shelter and where I catch the bus, thanks. Be good, Mayor George.
They've been petitioning...
And a coffee shop with free coffee, too, Pete?
That you don't have to pay for?
Yeah.
Why
They've been trying since 2010, but that's like seven years, so...
Well, that's...
You'll be waiting a bit longer.
Hope not.
And in some other short little bits of news in brief, one of the councils pushing for the Wilton Town New Town project.
Mm. New Town.
Newtown.
Wilton Town, Newtown.
Wilton, Newtown.
No, leave Newtown over there,
though. Downtown. Yeah.
Downtown.
New Space Town. And they're going to pushing for the developers to have more actual jobs there. The Townsend will be the size of Port Macquarie.
Wow. Okay.
Where the hell are they going to live?
Where are they getting that
Port
space?
Port Macquarie.
So there's a whole...
Is there going to be more buses to Wilton so I can go there?
I hope so.
If not, forget it.
Yeah.
Chip off the moon.
Also, too, in Campbelltown, there's talk about another hotel.
At
the corner of Calicar and Roland Road. What do you know about this, Pete?
Yeah.
Another hotel.
Too many.
Isn't there one on the corner?
So it's unknown whether it'll be more of a pub or a hotel.
Calm down, Pete.
What's so funny?
There is one near the Catholic Club.
Yeah. That's what I meant, on the corner there.
Yeah, but why have another one?
Well, why not?
And then there you're going to have somewhere else up here in Queen Street probably soon. Okay. And more high-rise buildings near the cinema.
Yeah. There's a potential hotel development.
And there is other little hotels along Queen Street, so...
Now, the discussion, though, of what hotel, what type of hotel it was, though, was kept from the public. The council decided to put that in a closed session.
Come on.
Naughty council.
Naughty.
Too many hotels.
I haven't heard the council meetings on their council.
No, but the Woolandilly ones are Woolandilly. 21st of every month, aren't they?
Yeah, I forgot about that one.
It's in your diary.
It is, actually.
It's in your diary. And the Labor government, well, the Labor opposition, is saying they're going to build a train link to the Badgerys Creek Airport.
Yeah.
But they have to now,
they
right?
They need a train link to get...
Well, they do now because it's getting built, isn't it?
Yeah. Apparently. You can't have an airport without a train line.
And the worst news of the week is this scumbag.
Cricket was a doctor and a cold-blooded killer, murdering his wife to cash in on her life insurance policy and continue an affair. He thought it was the perfect crime, but all the evidence pointed to his guilt.
Thanks, Tracy.
Thank you, Tracy.
She got that one right this week. 27 years in prison for what would have to be one of the most horrendous
killing his wife,
crimes.
Wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
From Campbelltown.
A class act.
Yeah.
Yeah, what a terrible person.
Yeah. For a life insurance policy. And he was a doctor, so he wasn't particularly in need of money.
He wasn't that bad for money, yeah.
Yes. Terrible. 27 years. Well, that's... I don't understand, though, with murder sentences, like, it should be fairly straightforward.
Yeah, but I think with those things, it's like he's going to die probably before the 27 years.
Yeah, so. True. He'll probably die in 5 years.
He might get stabbed in jail.
5 years' time.
Whoa, Peter.
Wow. Very good way to end Peace Week.
Hey, what's up? It's Will and Jaden from The Collective.
And you're listening to the sounds of MacArthur, 100.3 FM.
You're here on Saturday Night Live. It is time for television news.
Where dun, 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 dun. The shocking news of the week is this. It's back.
Now to sport with
Peter Mounsey.
The future of this
newsreader. Oh, now is sport. Here's Peter Mounsey.
No, not yet. Natasha Axelby has gone from the ABC.
She pulled the pin.
No, she got fired. She's done after that. It has nothing to do with that mishap.
No.
It's got to do with...
other mishaps.
Working...
Don't forget, next week is that big Eurovision show. Things don't come easy.
Come on, Isaiah. You got to get this.
Isaiah? I don't know.
It's Isaiah.
But that's next week. Very exciting.
Exciting.
Yeah. We'll have the Eurovision songs. Well, some of the Eurovision songs.
Not all of them.
Our show doesn't go that long.
No.
We have limits.
Because that show goes for ages.
Now, I've got news in from Tracy in the Current Affairs studio.
The hot seat. I think I'm hearing something about us. I'm hearing that, right. I'm sorry. Okay, Michael, I am hearing that there is a royal announcement. There has been an announcement that the Queen is stepping down from public life, which is very significant. Now, have we got... someone is in my ear. Have we got confirmation of that, or is that speculation? We have confirmation.
I think it's Prince Philip.
We have
Philip.
Confirmation of a statement from the palace. Do you have... Prince Philip is stepping down from public life.
Or is it Peter Mounsey? We're not really sure. It's somebody, we're not sure. Maybe eccentric Ellen's stepping down from public life. But no, she's here.
Ellen knows which one it is.
I'm getting into it.
She's getting into public life. She's actually the reverse.
Well, somebody said I have rocks in my head.
You're very hard-headed, are you, Ellen?
Well, no one says the Queen has rocks in her head, often.
She has rocks in her crown.
Oh, in her crown. She does, actually, yes. Very expensive ones. So Tracy ended up getting it. I think they eventually sorted out that Prince Philip was standing down.
Yeah.
But, like, I remember when first they had this meeting, like, at 3 o'clock meeting, emergency meeting, and everyone's like, why who's dead?
Straight away they assume
one staff meeting and everyone's dead.
Yeah, straight away the Queen's dead, apparently.
Like, I have a staff meeting at work, no one thinks anyone's dead.
But at 3 a.m.?
Yes, we often have them at 3 a.m.
Okay, I'd be worried then.
But good point. If I get a 3 o'clock staff meeting,
something's
I'll be checking my pulse. But it's like it was speculation overload, isn't it? Like,
that's the thing. They want to be the first one to report that something's happened.
Has Prince Harry ended up in another Nazi uniform or...
Or naked in a hotel room.
Naked in a hotel room in Vegas or...
But he is coming back to Australia, I hear.
He is, because he's got his games coming out. On the upside there.
Yeah. That's why Tracy's like, oh, the Queen. No,
somebody.
Wrong guy.
Well, Pete's still in public life.
Yeah, Donald Trump was just in here a little while ago, Ellen. You'll be back shortly.
I did hear that.
What did you think?
Did you think it was him?
No. But you did a good job filling in for Mick.
Oh. You did. Good job, Peter.
I was mad, though, I know.
You got a new career goal.
I watch my politics, you know. I'm busy, you know. But Ray Warren, the Channel 9 man, will be sticking with you tonight to the current season, to 2022. So
you're not going to be disappointed?
No, not really.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Now, Jimmy Kimmel got a bit emotional this week on his night show.
Tell about something that happened to our family last week. I'm sorry, you know, I try not to get emotional, but it was a scary story. And before I go into it, I want you to know it has a happy ending, okay? So when I'm telling this, don't get too upset. Leave that to me. But a little over a week ago on...
So he essentially had his kid, three-year-old kid, went into open heart surgery.
Yeah.
And had complications and stuff like that. And he mentioned he went to a 30-minute monologue. We only have a two-hour show.
Can't do that.
We've got so much time. And he was talking about that, and then he got very political at the end of it.
Oh, really?
I think he had a message for the Donald.
Oh, wonder
what it
was.
I think he's a bit of an Obamacare fan, but he was very emotional, basically saying, you know, what happened, the experience that he had, all the treatment that he had. Obviously, having a three-year-old kid in open-heart surgery isn't particularly common or wouldn't be quite stressful as well.
No, it's not often.
But this is what he had to say.
I saw a lot of families there, and no parent should ever have to decide if they can afford to save their child's life. It just shouldn't happen. Not here. So, anyway, thank you for listening. I promise I'm not going to cry for the rest of the show.
Well, that was a relief, because that would have been a very, very not funny tonight.
Very sad program.
But a very strong point there, though.
Yeah, it's very sad.
It didn't help. The vote still went through, and they cut, like... insurance to millions of people.
Yeah.
And then Donald said Australia has a good healthcare system.
Oh, did he?
Which is just the irony.
He might want to change
the system. Only if he knew what it was. Only if anyone informed him.
I don't think he's actually read what it was.
I don't think he's heard of Medicare.
No.
No. He might be for it, though. You never know.
I think he would.
Would he?
Why wouldn't he?
He's for anything.
Yeah. Anything that makes him look
until
good.
Until he's not for it. Bert Newton.
Oh.
Gambling with life. He's released from hospital this week.
Yes, that's where
he's. And
good.
He's doing well.
Yeah, that's right. He said, obviously, he's still around and he'll be around.
He said he was still around. Hello, I'm still around.
He did, because he did an interview after he came out, and then, so, which is good, because Bert Newton is awesome.
Last story I have about Foxtel. Foxtel wants more privacy websites to be blocked in Australia.
Piracy, not privacy.
Same thing.
It's not the same
piracy,
thing.
Piracy. Now, the provider expected to file an application to the Court of New South Wales, asking a judge to block a new list.
Which includes, like, Pirate Bay and things like
that. Yes. Yeah. No naughty stuffs. That's what they want.
The sounds of MacArthur.
We've got a late substitution in the mad lineup tonight.
Mad Ellen.
We're getting Mad Ellen. We're just getting her mad, though. She's actually really never a mad person.
No.
So we're just trying to see if we can find an issue to get her mad about.
Well, I don't know about mad, but I did think it was...
Eccentric, Ellen, I think was your official title.
Yes, pretty stupid, the thing they were trying to bring in about having 40% women in the construction industries to get the contracts, government contracts.
Oh, okay, that's a new idea. I've never thought...
Well, that was somebody's bright idea.
Genius, that's fantastic. So where will you find the 40% of the women for these construction projects?
It's
how are you at building, Ellen?
Are you good with handy tools?
You've got a hammer and a screwdriver, because you could be in some work soon. We'll talk about that coming up. That's
Maybe I should. I need to build my own house soon. I have to.
That's very true. Yes. Now we are very committed to gender diversity and diversity in this program. So we thought this week for the Mad Mix 7:30 segment, we'd spice it up a bit, and we'd get a woman on the segment, a mad woman, and we would also get an orange orangutan on as well, the Donald. I think it's you, aren't you?
Mad Monkey.
I'm Donald Trump.
Oh, hey, Donald.
I'm back again.
All right. I think that's quite good, actually.
I think they're good.
Because Ellen did make a good point before. MCR needs more women.
They do. And we can start with Ellen.
Ellen, absolutely. But this was a proposal by the Human Rights Commission, apparently, which was going to say that if government contracts should promote gender diversity and then have, say, 40% women, 40% men, and 20% unspecified.
What's the unspecified?
I think that can be men or women, I suspect.
Both.
Okay.
So, totally ridiculous having quotas for that. I think what they need to do is... put in place good training programs that encourage men and women in all sectors, and particularly trades. Trades, there's not enough people training in trades, and so a lot more needs to be put into that area rather than focusing just on university education. That's my thoughts.
The thing that the Human Rights Commission did clarify later, because it's got to Shock Jock Land and Tony Abbott Land, they did clarify that they weren't going to suggest it as mandatory.
Well, that's good.
Geniuses, yes, because...
Why would you?
No, like, women are fantastic, but 88% of construction workers are men, as of today. So you just, like, you just can't turn up tomorrow and all of a sudden go, we'll just get 40% women construction workers, because that's going to go really well.
Yeah.
I'm all for that.
Yeah, sure, if they get the appropriate training and trade and they know what
But then there's other female-dominated industries as well. Things like health and social assistance, teaching is another one.
Yeah.
Media and telecommunications, mostly male, just a little bit. We're just pipped at the post.
We got lucky, but we fixed that tonight.
They definitely need to make it better for men to enter the teaching profession. And one of the things they need to do is have better protection for them. At the moment, a lot of men are...
Well, you wouldn't want to be a primary school teacher.
Because they're accused of, you know, inappropriate behaviour, things that...
Yes. With young students and things,
So there needs to be... better protection around that sometimes there does need to be protection for children, but it's gone far too far against the other way, and the children are missing out because they need male role models as well as female.
Well, that's like when I watch that television show, like when I watch Neighbours now. There's a new teacher on there, singer. He's a teacher on there, and now he's being nice to the young female student, and the principal says, no, you can't have secret talks, like if there's something wrong with him, you can't really do that.
Well,
it's on TV shows.
Neighbours breaking the barrier there.
Yeah.
I can't believe someone was still watching Neighbours. That's actually more disturbing, Peter.
Actually, I do.
You do? Okay.
Wow.
You're very busy, Pete.
Neighbours at the forefront of the cultural
Pete's
barrier.
Pete's TV diet is Parliament question time, followed by the budget speech and a bit of Neighbours just to top off the day and get back to reality.
And maybe house rules. Maybe Home and Away and House Rules and MasterChef and whatever.
But also, do you think sometimes we get stuck on the quotas of everything? Like, everyone's like, we've got to get 50-50, and then we're happy, and then everything's diverse.
As long as they reach it, they're happy.
Like, you've got to have the right composition of everything. Like, it's going to be... I don't know, it's very hard to do, though, to get everyone that's interested in the same stuff to be...
It's very difficult.
No, it's like also to, like, people that, like, stay-at-home dads. They're not the majority of... Like, there's not 50-50% stay-at-home dads and mums, either. That's another problem.
I think it'd be... The women would dominate that, obviously.
Would you stay at home with your kids, too?
No, I prefer to work on that. Well, at the moment,
I don't have any, but...
Yeah.
That you know of.
That
I know
of.
Sure,
the window there.
However, I prefer to work.
But that's the other thing too. I think a lot of this is preferences too. That even though, like, different genders are different types of people, they have different preferences, you know.
But then she might get more money than you.
Yeah.
So would you
get more money than you?
I'm not going to be able to breastfeed the kid, right? So
we can give it a bottle.
No, but the earlier stages.
If you try hard enough, Steve.
I'm sure you can lactate, sure. However, sorry, Ellen.
Ellen's thinking.
I forgot Ellen was here.
Last time I come to this show. Now Pete was upset. What were you upset about? Orangutan Pete. Mad monkey. Well, he's being the Donald.
Was this about the budget?
No, you're upset about Fairfax, I think.
Oh, Fairfax, that's right. Fairfax. You know...
They're not going to cover the budget.
They're not going to cover the budget. Last night when I was watching the conference of the AFL, they had a guy there, he had a Fairfax shirt on, said the coach, well, I'm not doing anything for Fairfax, we're on strike, but I'm here for the other radio station that he does.
Yeah.
So he says, let everyone know, everyone's on strike. And so all the rest of the journalists at the back of the media all clapped him and went, yeah, it's good on him. I went, yeah, good on you too.
Is that because he had to say that?
He had the black shirt, Fairfax on, because he's on strike for a week.
The Fairfax shirt?
Yeah, the black one.
I do want to get one of those.
Yeah, they're on strike for a week. But the papers are out, but it's just little thin. So no reporting on the...
It's from syndicated stuff.
Like the drugs that are in the sport today in the NRL. Mm. None of that. None of the... test match from last night, none of the election on Monday.
They'll still have coverage, just won't be by the journalists.
It'll just be wire feeds.
Syndicated from America.
Yeah, I've never bought their paper for ages because there's nothing in it, really.
You're part of the problem, Peter.
There's nothing
in it. Actually, it's a vicious cycle because I do find that their paper is not as good as it used to be. Like, they used to have stories in there.
There used to be.
I don't know. It just seems to, like, waffle on with
and
lots
then,
of
yeah,
commentary.
When the Sydney Morning Herald used to be really
big. It's not as...
You know, when it was like a blank... When the Sydney Morning Herald used to be like a tablecloth.
You could run a fish and chip shop from one edition to the Saturday one.
I know, but then they made it smaller, normal, compact. I was used to... But then
I think they're going to go... I think they're going to cut it down to another half and then, you know...
For the price they buy it from, and it's just not worth it buying it.
Right. It's not for everyone.
But it's bad news, though, isn't it? For democracy, keeping people accountable.
Well, they're always getting, you know, they...
Do they really have to?
They've got to save money from somewhere because no one's buying the papers, are they? So...
They're reading, but they're still reading the content, though. So people aren't not reading stuff.
Is it that profitable?
We're just reading, like stupid stuff
it's
now.
Like the Age in Melbourne's the same. People get the...
Is it really worth having the paper anymore? Just keep it online.
Keep it online. I think that's what the problem is.
On a nice touchscreen.
Keep it online. You might get...
I'm just saying, because if they're not making paywall a big on profit there. From the paper, just get rid of it.
Paywall might get your money back.
But how do you do your crosswords online?
Not
Oh, there's an app, Ellen?
Crossword app. Circles.
Oh, dear.
Peter, that's touchy subject.
Yeah.
Well, that is Mad Mick. That's Eccentric Ellen filling in for Mad Mick. And the orange orangutan Mad Monkey.
Donald Trump.
Terrible.
The station with the
best music.
Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
100.3.
Okay. Movie time, big movies. What's happened in the movie, Steve? You're the movie man.
Yeah, I did. I finally got around to watching a movie. I've been lacking the reviews.
Oh, no.
Mick's been actually filling in for the reviews recently. Wow.
This whole world's gone crazy.
Yeah.
By the way, we just realised too off air, and I can't believe this, Mick's not listening tonight.
No.
He doesn't have a radio.
Someone's going to go and buy him a radio, I think.
Can we have, like, the fundraise Mick a radio appeal?
I think we do.
So buy Mick a radio.
For his birthday, I'd buy him a radio.
A digital MCR radio. Maybe a digital radio.
Because he said he has a CD. He don't have a CD player. A record player.
You know the best thing is? We can talk about his birthday gift on the radio because he'll never hear about it.
It'll still be a surprise to him.
Does he have a computer?
No.
He needs a mobile phone, he needs a computer, and he needs a digital radio. Anyone can help him?
All right. This isn't about Mick Fund.
That's right. We're only joking, by the way. Do not send your radio to the radio station.
Yeah, please, we're not allowed to do that.
Pick the best ones.
We will do that sometime. I just can't believe that.
Yeah, there's no. No, actually, it's not.
And his TV's broken.
It's not that weird because I don't have a radio.
Oh, you've got no TV either.
I don't own a radio, so.
Wow.
He's got no TV. His TV went bust 2 weeks ago, you see.
Nick's having all the problems. And he's sick.
Comes in free. Now he's got a cold.
So now he's
got
to wait for the pigeon with the newspaper from the Herald to come in with the spelling mistakes.
Oh, there was pigeons at Mawson Park today.
How were they?
Plenty. Greg thought they were going to bite him.
Did he run away?
Yes, they're going to bite me. I said, pigeons don't bite you. It's okay.
But they can poop on you if they're flying past.
You two are like Bert and Ernie, I'll tell you.
You two are funny.
You're like Bert and Ernie, aren't you? Out on a day trip. Do you have a movie review, Steve, to save this segment?
I watched a movie called Get Out.
Get Out, all right.
No, don't literally get out, but actually it kind of was like that. It's about where this girl has an African-American boyfriend and she takes him to meet her parents. But it turns out that the family is actually a cult and they're actually taking African-American people away from the daughter because the daughter keeps having African-American boyfriends and then they have this big... It sounds like a cult. They're pretty much a cult. And they're reprogramming these guys to be their slaves. So it's kind of... It's very political and very, very touchy subject. But it worked really well. It was a really enjoyable movie, actually. Without spoiling too much, I kind of just spoiled the plot line.
I like your reviews. It's kind of like... saves you watching the movie.
It does. I reveal the plot line and say sorry for spoiling.
Yeah.
It was really interesting. Get Out, yeah. It was weird because the subject matter is that the white people are enslaving the black guys that the daughter is dating.
Wow.
Yeah, so every time she brings a black African-American guy to her parents' house, they reprogram him to be a slave.
Okay.
Yeah,
This is very uncomfortable
but,
movie.
But it's a comedy horror movie, so it's not like...
Horror.
It's horror for them. So what happens is I'm not going to spoil it, but...
Who's in it? Let's like talk about other stuff, not about the plot line, before you spoil the movie.
Alison Williams?
Yeah.
Have you seen that show, Girls?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I've heard of it.
Okay, well she's one of them. Who else is? Have you heard of that show called Key and Peele? It's a comedy program. One of the guys wrote it and directed it. His first movie as well, and he's made quite a lot out of it. So it's a big hit.
Out of five?
Oh, it's really enjoyable. Free. Yeah.
Okay.
It's fun.
It's good.
It's a good concept for a horror.
Challenging
comedy.
Topic.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's why it was kind of really interesting because for a topic as that, slavery. And
reprogramming,
yeah, as slaves.
But it could happen one day. You never know.
It could. You never know. These weird southern...
Maybe Facebook's doing it already, we just don't know.
Well, they do invade your privacy.
Facebook, it was funny, when I was on holidays, I was not on the internet for like 4 days, and Facebook got so worried. It was like a concerned mother.
How is that?
It was like, it sent me all these messages like, oh, by the way, something happened on Facebook. We're still here.
To get you back.
To get me back. It's like they thought I like disappeared from Facebook and... Don't worry, Zuckerberg.
I will log
in. I just had no Wi-Fi. It wasn't a problem. But it was so funny. I had like 10 emails from Facebook.
That's stalkerish.
Yeah.
You should put a complaint against Mark Zuckerberg.
Exactly. I was like, and they never email me that much. Like,
well, that's because you're always using it.
That's right. They don't need to. Do you mean me? It's a sad world.
Well, you know, now that you're back, I'm sure Facebook is very happy.
I was very happy. It hasn't emailed me since. Very odd.
But yeah.
So what else? What other movies are out, Steve, at the moment?
Ghost in the Shell. There are a couple I would like to see. The Guardians of the Galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
Transformers.
Always got a Transformers movie.
Yeah. So there are quite a lot. It's just difficult to find time to watch them.
You got any movies for us, Ellen?
Yes, Ellen, you do, I believe.
I have a group of friends that go to the movies fairly regularly, nice. And I always miss out on the good ones that I want to watch.
Oh, no.
They went to one, yeah. But I did see one last week, Table 19. Okay, like romantic comedy, but...
You're not a fan.
Not bad as romantic comedies go, but yeah.
Yeah, that's a good line. Romantic
comedies.
I could
have quite easily passed.
Yeah, they're all the same.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I can't remember the name of the one they saw today, but it was one set in the war, like about making a propaganda film or something. I can't think of that. But anyway.
Ooh, you saw it today?
Yesterday. My friends went.
Oh, okay.
But I couldn't go because I came to Ralph's funeral instead.
Oh. Yeah, I'm not good.
Well.
Well.